Well, there's been good news for the Nada Salingham family this afternoon. Many other asylum seekers and refugees in Australia are hoping the new government will take a more compassionate approach to their cases too. Labor has vowed to maintain tough border protection measures, but it has committed to a major policy change, the scrapping of temporary protection visas for asylum seekers who arrived by boat. One visa holder says he hopes the move will finally end years of anxiety for thousands of refugees. Matt Bamford reports.
Life in Australia has been filled with uncertainty for Afghan refugee Zaki Haidari. The Hazara fled Taliban persecution before 2013. Because he arrived by boat, he's been on a temporary protection visa.
I keep feeling that I'm not an equal human being to an Australian citizen. I always been treated as a second citizen in this country.
Around 19,000 refugees are on temporary protection visas. Financial support from the government is limited. Overseas travel is restricted and they cannot sponsor relatives to join them. They also have to reapply every 3 to 5 years.
We can never call Australia a permanent home. In terms of mental health as well, it has been a toll on refugees. Everything is on a daily basis for us, and we didn't have a hope to move forward.
During the election campaign, Labor talked tough on border protection.
The key to keeping our borders strong are the elements of the plan that would turn back boats, which we support, offshore processing, which we support, and settlement in third countries, which we support. Anyone who comes by boat will not get any visa here in Australia. They won't be allowed to settle here in Australia. We had the same position on all of those issues.
Despite sharing the coalition's stance on many border policies, it's promised to scrap temporary protection visas.
Nobody has gone on temporary protection visas since the introduction of Operation Sovereign Borders. The only people on temporary protection visas are people that came under Liberal and Labor governments prior to the introduction of Operation Sovereign Borders. They are people that the Liberal government recognised as refugees. They have been living and working in Australia for more than a decade. They pay taxes. They employ Australians. They are not part of the Operation Sovereign Borders policy.
Jana Favero from the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre says it's a significant point of difference.
It's not something that Labor did sing from the rooftops. There are 19,000 people who are currently on temporary protection or CHEV visas, and one of the first things Labor have committed to is making those into permanent protection visas, and that is something we welcome because it will absolutely transform the lives of 19,000 people and their families.
Labor's promise to increase the cap on humanitarian visas and speed up visa applications.
While both parties still committed to maintaining an architecture of offshore processing and mandatory detention, a big difference between the Liberal and Labor parties was that the Labor Party have said that they would bring in a 90-day maximum rule for people to be in detention.
Independents and the Greens also want to make their own changes.
All of them have stood up and have said, end to TPVs and CHEVs. All of them have stood up and said, families must be able to be together. All of them have stood up and said there has to be reform and look at what is happening offshore in our name, because we can't forget there are still 200 people who are trapped on Papua New Guinea and Nauru.
Anyone who arrives by boat today will not be allowed to settle in Australia. But for people like Zaki Haidari, who've been living in the community for more than a decade, progress is finally within reach.
It's a dream come true, and I do hope that the time has arrived now, and I feel like I can call Australia my permanent home, and eventually I'll become an Australian citizen. But in terms of my family, I can finally find a partner for them to sponsor them and save their lives because they're in Afghanistan.
Hazara refugee Zaki Haidari, Matt Bamford reporting.